Welcome to an encore presentation of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. As always, the number to dial to get your question answered, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail, it's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And our wonderful resource consultants, they are standing by at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. The Word of God, audio New Testament, is an absolutely incredible resource. It's brilliantly recorded audio version of the New Testament, deeply inspiring. It's spiritually and artistically rich in production. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the scriptures spring alive, helping you to feel that you're personally witnessing the life-changing words, the world-changing events of 2000 years ago as relevant today as they were then. From Chicago to Hollywood to New York and beyond, over 70 actors, 20 audio engineers, and 10 studios on three continents, all contributing to this production, more than 100 media development experts and 10,000, I would say, production hours needed to complete a very ambitious project now available. Again, for those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially, check it out on the web at equip.org. I want to give you just a short rendition of what this sounds like, because sometimes the sound itself will do far more than any kind of description I could give. Here's a rendition from the Word of God, and this is John chapter 19. Listen to the story of Pilate as he has Jesus scourged.
Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe.
Hey, King of the Jews!
And struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again.
See, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no crime in him.
So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
Behold the man!
When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out,
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him."
We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God.
When Pilate heard these words, he was the more afraid. He entered the praetorium again and said to Jesus,
"Where are you from?"
But Jesus gave no answer.
"You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?"
"You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin."
Upon this, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out,
"If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar."
When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement, and in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now, it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews,
"Behold, your king!
Away with him!
Away with him! Crucify him!
Shall I crucify your king?"
"We have no king but Caesar."
Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified.
It is powerful, riveting, and I listen to this every single day in my car. In fact, I'm looking for excuses to drive my car. The Word of God available for those who support the ministry. Check it out on the web, equip.org. Once again, you can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000. And the letters CRI. This product, which is absolutely stunning, was produced by a good friend of mine. His name is Carl Amari. He's an American actor, a director, a producer. He's a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, and he is the producer of this and many other products like this, having a commitment to the Word of God and taking the Word of God, embedding it in your heart. Carl joins me on the broadcast. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Hank. Great to be with you again.
You have produced some of the most stunning audio versions of the Bible. Talk about your passion for these kinds of projects.
Well, you know, Hank, I grew up listening to single reader audio Bibles, you know, like the Alexander Scorby and the James Earl Jones, and I think they're, you know, they're wonderful, but they're not fully dramatized. They don't have sound effects and music. And I've always loved radio drama my whole life. I love the, you know, the radio, the theater of the mind type of a medium. And so I decided years ago to create audio Bibles with that kind of world class feel of the sound effects and music, and I've been very fortunate to know a lot of actors because I'm a film producer, and so a lot of these actors felt the same passion as me and wanted to be in it. So that's what I've been doing for about 15 years now, producing Bible to audio in a theater of the mind format.
You know, I so often watch these movies that come out of Hollywood where you have portrayals of Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, Carl, I would rather not have those images in my mind. I much prefer to hear the audio.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, because every single person listening to this audio has their own, you know, image of what Jesus looks like, or Mary Magdalene, or Mother Mary, you know. So with the audio, it gives you the tools. It gives you amazing actors, which were all directed by an incredible theologian named Brenda Noel, and she puts all of the actors in the exact right frame of mind and what was happening at that time, so that it's as if you are there. And then you, as a listener, have the sound effects and the music and the acting, and you can create your own vision of what is happening, you know, 2,000 years ago.
You have produced other audio Bibles. We have, over the years, been promoting and been very excited about the Word of Promise. Talk about the difference between the Word of God and the Word of Promise.
Well, you know, the Word of Promise, which was my first attempt at dramatizing, you know, the Bible. And I learned a lot from that, and I'm very, very proud of that audio, and it's done very well, and it's blessed a lot of people. It's saved a lot of souls. And I just I took that experience and put it into this next project, The Word of God, which I did about 10 years after that project. And I learned a lot. Obviously, there's a learning curve. And I had a theologian directing it, which I did not the first time. And so I just think having an amazing theologian director who can really and truly, you know, the actors themselves are amazing, but if they don't know what's going on and what this character is thinking and what was happening to the character at this time, 2,000 years ago, they can't give you the performance that you can get when you have a director that really knows the Bible and the Scripture. So I think you'll hear that in the Word of God.
And I think this is maybe, you can tell me whether I'm on target or not, but somewhat like having the various versions of the iPhone. I mean, the iPhone keeps progressing in its technology, and in the same way, you are seeking to be current in terms of what you're producing in audio excellence.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, it was such a learning experience. I mean, having produced the Word of Promise, 10 plus years ago, which took me 3 years to do that project, I learned so much. And obviously, we created a lot of the sound effects. I had amazing sound effects artists working on this as well. And it's an original score. And the actors are, many of them are other actors, you know, although there are some the same actors in both. Like Michael York plays Luke in The Word of God, where he narrated The Word of Promise. Stacy Keach in this plays John, who you heard there in narrating. Malcolm McDowell plays Caiaphas, who you heard also in that clip you played. And then Neil McDonough, who's just an incredible, incredible actor, very, very Christian believer, playing the role of Jesus just incredibly in this rendition, The Word of God.
So often when we read the Word of God, we fail to remember that in doing so, we're interacting with the mind of God. Not only that, but we're interacting with the minds of people who were very much alive when they were speaking. When Pilate was speaking, he was very, very much alive. So when you're interacting with these minds, I mean, there's a power to that, particularly when you're hearing it in an audio form.
I've always believed that the theater of the mind is such a powerful medium, and it works so beautifully with audio Bibles. As I say, growing up, hearing just a single reader was powerful, but when you take 90, 100 actors, and some of these are the greatest actors in Hollywood, and you put them together with other amazing actors and directed by a maestro, you know, that is a theologian, and then you have incredible music and sound effects. There's really nothing, I mean, there's nothing more powerful than listening to this, you know, in a quiet space or in your car driving or, you know, with the headphones on and with your family and listening to what really happened. And it's word for word from Scripture. There's nothing changed from Scripture. It is absolutely word for word, but in a theater of the mind format, I think is the most powerful way to listen to the Bible and to learn about God.
I can't tell you, I'm sure you could pinpoint this in ways that I could never comprehend because of your own expertise in this field, but there's something about listening to the Word of God in the car, this particular audio theater that has me riveted. I'm actually, Carl, looking for opportunities to drive somewhere. I hate to drive, but I'm looking for opportunities to drive. This is a great example of what I do in memorizing Scripture. I use normally wasted time. If I'm standing in a line, I pull out the Scripture, which I happen to have in my pocket, whatever I have to be remembering, But now, this is sort of the same thing. I mean, a lot of times when I'm in my car, I'm listening to things that really have no lasting value, but now I have the Word of God and presented in riveting fashion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the car is I listen to it in the car all the time as well. And if I'm working out, I have my headphones and listening to it. But, yeah, that's a great time to listen to it. And it makes the miles go by, I'll tell you. It gets you to point A, from A to B, much quicker listening to the Word of God audio. And I can't thank these actors enough for being part of it. Because as you could imagine, someone like Kristen Bell, who is an incredible actress, and she plays Mary Magdalene, someone like Kristen Bell or John Rhys-Davies from The Lord of the Rings, who is the narrator. I mean, these actors are paid, you know, incredible amounts of money, and they really came to do this for so little, because they just are believers and they're amazing, and I can't thank them enough.
Carlo Mari, again, he's a director, producer, nationally syndicated radio host, and more to the point, producer of the Word of God audio Bible New Testament, available for those who support the ministry. Check it out on the web at equip.org. We are coming to a station break. During the break, you might want to take an opportunity to go to the web. And if you have not as yet, join the CRI monthly support team. I invite you to do that. Again, you can check all of that out on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please don't touch that dial.
To stand our ground effectively against today's assaults on the Christian worldview, we must, as Hank Hanegraaff says, get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into us. To help you do that, the Christian Research Institute is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This new magnificently dramatized production is voiced by an all-star cast and features an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online at equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. News headlines make clear that Islam is a force to be reckoned with in the lives of hundreds of millions of people around the globe. Islam represents both a threat and a mission field for Christians. To help you meet the challenge, be sure to read two timely articles included in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Jesus and Islam by David Wood examines teachings about Jesus from the Quran and addresses the question, why is Jesus so radically different from everyone else, including Muhammad? Then Robin Dale Hathaway explores the question, Islam and Christianity, is a productive dialogue possible? To receive the latest edition of the Christian Research Journal as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
equip.org. There is a battle for truth raging around us, but the firm foundation upon which Christians stand is God's Word. It is the supreme authority and knowledge base from which our worldview radiates. Become grounded in God's Word through the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. Brilliantly recorded, it is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich new production voiced by internationally renowned actors. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And our resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. I've been talking about my absolute affinity for the Word of God, Audio New Testament. And I truly have loved this presentation of the Bible more than any I've ever encountered. And I've been listening to the Bible in audio and even dramatic audio theater for a long, long time. But this has captivated me, and I trust it will captivate you as well. Check it out on the web again at equip.org. It was produced by Carl Amari. He joins us on the broadcast. You know, I've been thinking about so many of the aspects of what I'm listening to. You know, in some ways, the presentation is so grand, you don't look at the individual parts. You just listen to the symphony. But the timing of the sound effects, I think, in and of themselves, is particularly brilliant. Talk about that.
Well, you know, these are not sound effects that came off of records or anything like that. We actually had amazing sound effects artists that worked with the director, who was a theologian, and she really decided, her name is Brenda Noel, she's an incredible director, and she said, well, this would be happening now at this time, so this needs to be created here, and these are the types of sandals they would have worn, and these are the kinds of chains they had at that time, so it would be this kind of sound. And we really went through a great deal of effort, Hank, and I'm so glad you mentioned this, that you noticed the difference. The little differences in this audio, I think, will really resonate with your audience. And it was a lot of work. It was 2 years in the making to do this 22-hour audio, 2 years of production with literally thousands of hours of sound effects, Foley work, and then an original score and amazing actors.
Well, you know, that brings me to an associated question. You know, so often people in this age are addicted to mediocrity. You are clearly addicted to excellence. Explain how you would not let this be produced until it achieved the highest pinnacle of production value.
Well, you know, it really warms my heart that you say that, because it really is a labor of love. I mean, God is perfection, and I wanted this to be as close to that. I mean, nothing is perfect except for God, of course, but I really wanted this to be, I wanted God to be proud of it, and as I'm proud of it, and all the actors are proud of it. So we really spared no expense or effort. We had many, many, many great engineers working on it who are all believers and all feel like this needed to be produced. And from the short time it's been out there and released, people have been coming to me and saying, you know, they really feel like they're there. You know, when this happened 2,000 years ago, they feel like they are hearing this as it happened. And that's what I wanted, Hank. That's what I really wanted. Having listened to so many audio Bibles over the years throughout my whole life, I really wanted this to stand above the rest.
You know, you're bringing up something I think very, very brilliant. I mean, oftentimes we forget that though Paul and Peter, though the personages of Scripture are dead, they were very much alive when they were speaking these words. So we're having the opportunity to interact with the minds of those who were inspired by God in their generation. Again, the emphasis on the fact that while they were speaking, they were very much alive. And I think you get that sense when you listen to the Word of God, audio New Testament.
Well, that was really what you just said is exactly was the mantra of when we put this together. That's why I wanted to have someone like Brenda direct it, because she was able to take the actors who are not biblical scholars. These actors, although believers, are not biblical scholars. So she was able to say to them, Paul was thinking this at this very moment. Paul was in chains here. Paul was, you know, doing this. Or Jesus was, you know, whatever. You know, he was on the Mount of Olives. He was feeling this way because he knew that Judas was going to betray him. And she explained to him, you know, Judas was a friend and he was going to betray him. So put them in the exact moment so that when they say the words, and this is what's so important, and I'm glad you're hearing this when you're listening to the Word of God audio, is that they're saying it for the very first time. Not as you have read it many times in the Bible, not as you've heard it in church, but as that character, whether it's Jesus or Mother Mary or Peter or Paul, said it for the very first time. And that's what I wanted to have happen in this audio.
Talking to Carl Amari, he's the producer of the Word of God audio New Testament. Check it out on the web at equip.org. You know, Carl, I have been quoting the Bible for many, many years. I've taken the time to memorize whole chapters, whole passages of the Word of God, and I've been at this for over 30 years. And so I'll go someplace and I will quote the Bible, and people always remember my quotation of the Bible even more than the message that comes thereafter. It has some kind of effect to hear the spoken word. If I were to simply read it, it would be powerful, but when I speak it, just as though I am speaking to the people in my natural prose, it absolutely floors them.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly what I wanted to happen with this, because when you take the words, okay, we've all read the words, and you hear it in your head, you know, your own voice in your own head, but when you hear 100 different voices performing these words, and we're talking about, you know, celebrity actors, amazing actors, actors that you see on television and movies every day, these actors, which are the best in the world, directed by a theologian, a biblical scholar, and then you marry that with the sound effects that were happening and an original music score, music that is actually created for that scene, it creates an extremely powerful image in your mind, much more than reading it. So as you say, hearing it aloud. But this is a radio performance. It's word for word from the Bible, but it is performed like a movie, or as if you were there at the moment it was happening. Very, very powerful.
Sometimes we think about Hollywood is just being anti-Bible, anti-Christian, but there's a pretty significant segment of believers in Hollywood, and I think the Word of God, audio New Testament, really amplifies that point.
It does. I mean, actors in this include Kristen Bell, Sean Astin, you have Neil McDonough, Julia Ormond, Brian Cox, Hill Harper, Blair Underwood. These are John Rhys-Davies, who's an incredible narrator of it. These are amazing actors that are in The Lord of the Rings and, you know, all kinds of major motion pictures and television shows. If they were not believers, believe me, they would not be in this. And so you're right, Hank. There are many believers in Hollywood, and I had no problem getting them to perform in this because they knew it was going to be such a high quality production, a world-class type of audio, and they do a tremendous, tremendous job in it.
Anything extraordinary happened during the production of the Word of God? I'm sure this happened over a long period of time, and there's some epic moments during the actual production.
There are. I mean, there's so many, but I mean, times like when, you know, I approached Stacey Keach to play the role
of John. And he said, you know, in reading the Bible all of these years, like, I always felt like I wish there was a way. And he, of course, you probably know he played Barabbas in, I'm trying to think, was it the Franco Zeffirelli film? And he said, you know, I played a bad guy in that movie. And you called me and wanted me to play, you know, Jesus's close friend. He's like, I cannot tell you what that meant to me. He's like, it brought tears to my eyes when you asked me to do it. And then actually performing that role in this audio just made him that so much closer to our Lord. And he, you know, and I had that same type of thing happen with a lot of these actors where they just felt like this was, I mean, Neil McDonough, who played Jesus, when I called him and asked him to play Jesus, he told me, you know, Carl, I have a picture of Mother Mary above my bed. That's how much I pray to her every single day. To now be able to play her son, amazing. He's like, I am your man. This will be the most important role I ever play in my life. These are the types of things that happen in producing this. So I feel so blessed.
We're talking about it. Let's listen to just a little snippet. This comes from Revelation 21, verse 5, and it's one of my favorite sections of the entire Bible.
And he who sat upon the throne said,
Behold, I make all things new. Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the fountain of the water of life without payment. He who conquers shall have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
It's amazing when you hear God himself saying, Behold, I make all things new, and that points us to the very thing that all of us long for and hope for, this world, and now groaning in travail, being liberated from its bondage to decay, and we too ourselves. Powerful words from the Word of God audio, New Testament. Carl, there are many, many epic moments. They could just be multiplied over and over again. And as you listen to this in your car or wherever you listen to it, it will put you in touch with that which really matters.
I couldn't agree more. I tell you what, I listen. That's a great place to listen to it, Hank, in your car, because you're at your destination way sooner than you ever thought you were. I recently took a trip from Illinois to Florida. I drove, and I listened to it. And the mile, I would look at the odometer, and the miles would just go by because you're just immersed in the Word, and you feel like you're there and that you're with these people, and you're witnessing these acts, and the time just flies. So I love listening to it in the car.
Carl Amari, again, he's an American actor, director, producer, and nationally syndicated radio host, producer of The Word of God. And our thanks to you for an incredible interview and a wonderful product that will bless the lives of people for time and for eternity. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Hank.
And we are coming up to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with answers to your questions right here at the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. You're making a difference not only here, but all around the world. The Word of God Audio New Testament. Check it out again on the web or give us a call at 888-7000 and the letter C arrive. Back with your questions in just a moment.
Hank Hanegraaff writes, like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast, featuring an original musical score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. What is one of the greatest lies in the history of the world? That Islam is a religion of peace. To suggest this goes against all that is politically correct and fashionable in the Western world today. Yet truth has always been divisive, and if we don't wake up, the long-term consequences could be unthinkable. That's why we're offering They Say We're Infidels, On the Run from ISIS with Persecuted Christians in the Middle East by Mindy Bells. To be a Christian in Iraq and Syria is to live in mortal danger. Churches are bombed, pastors murdered, children kidnapped. Receive your copy of They Say We Are Infidels as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes, "Like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Yet the Bible provides shelter from the waves of skepticism and doubt only when Christians become thoroughly grounded in the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast featuring an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The great Protestant reformer Martin Luther testified, "I am well satisfied with the gift of the Holy Scriptures, which give me abundant instruction and all that I need to know for this life and for that which is to come." Luther's wise words ought to prompt us to hit the pause button and become immersed in God's Word. To help you do that, CRI is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized new audio production voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score, along with wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or go online to equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Also available for those who support the ministry, Has God Spoken? Proof of the Bible's Divine Inspiration. I probably spent more time writing that book than any book that I've ever written because of my great passion for the Word of God and to teach people how to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. You can check this out on the web at equip.org. The quote of the day comes from Martin Luther. You'll recall that he was the reformer who nailed 95 theses to the castle door in Wittenberg. And those 95 theses were in part an outrage that a person like Johann Tetzel would attempt to purchase God's pardon with money. And he called the treasuries of indulgences nets with which the preachers of pardon fished for the riches of men. And in Theses 50 and 51, I believe, he stated that the real reason that Rome was selling indulgences at that time was not the spiritual well-being of the saints, but the financial well-being of the Pope, not to mention his pet project, the building of the Basilica at St. Peter's. And so he wrote with great passion that the Mother Church in Rome would be better burnt to ashes than it would be built up with the skin, flesh, and bones of the Pope's sheep. Well, how do you know that what Johann Tetzel was doing wrong was wrong and that indulgences have no biblical basis? Well, you have to know the Word of God. And so Luther had a high view of the Word of God, and to wit, we have the quote of the day. Luther said this, quote, "You are not reading the word of a human being, but the Word of God the Most High. He desires pupils who diligently note and observe what he says. Moreover, if it is well said that the letters of princes should be read three times because they must speak with deliberation in order not to be considered fools, how much more it is necessary for one to read the letters of God, that is the Holy Scriptures, 3, 4, 10, 100, 1,000, and maybe many thousand times. For God speaks with deliberation and weight. Nay, he is the eternal wisdom itself. Whoever does this becomes better and more learned from Scripture. Whoever does not do so learns nothing, nay, becomes the worse for it." Again, from Martin Luther, the quote of the day. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll talk to Mike next. He's listening in Alberta, Canada, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I got just a little thing, issue here. I caught the last end of your conversation with the gentleman there about doing those audios.
Yeah.
And he was the actor that did Jesus. He said that he had a picture of the Virgin Mary on his wall and he prays to her every night. I kind of just noticed you wasn't shocked about it, but what's your stand on that praying to Mary and the saint?
Well, you know, the reason I'm not shocked about it is that there are many Christians that have differences of opinion on secondary issues, and I think there is a sense in which some people place more emphasis on Mary than is warranted, but there are many people that place less emphasis on Mary than is warranted. If you look at the history of the Christian church, it has honored Mary in icons and hymns, and with special feast days. In fact, the church has entreated her as a human being who, by the way, cannot be worshipped, only venerated, but venerated because she was the most intimate with Christ on earth. And therefore, many have sought to intercede with the Son via the agency of Mary and ask her as the first believer and the mother of the church for guidance and protection. Again, the church has never worshipped Mary, but has venerated her because of all the beings God has created, including the angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, and humankind. Mary is the most honored as the very one chosen to be the vessel to bring the incarnate Christ into this world so that we might be redeemed. So I think that we can stray on either not venerating Mary properly, and on the other hand, some people transgress the veneration and lapse into worship. Both would be a mistake. And I think the other part of it, though, that must be underscored is in essentials unity, non-essentials liberty, and in all things charity. So there are things that can be debated vigorously, but ultimately do not have to be divided on. I do want to mention something that comes from, what I read in the National Review. And what I was reading in the National Review really, well, struck a nerve with me, and I thought, well, I'll bring it up on the broadcast today. It has to do with an article written by Catherine Timpf, I think, if I'm pronouncing her name right, T-I-M-P-F. But she talks about the divinity schools at Duke and Vanderbilt universities having instructed their professors to start using more inclusive language when referring to God because the masculine pronouns have served as a cornerstone of patriarchy. And Duke's guidelines therefore suggest avoiding gender-specific pronouns when discussing God and suggest using God and God's self instead. So you refer to God as God. You don't use a pronoun, or you simply refer to God as God's self, which kind of reminds me of what it would be like if I were calling myself a human self. It'd be a bit awkward. But not only that, the Bible is anything but patriarchal. I mean, anyone who has read through the Bible recognizes that Jesus was a counter-revolutionary. He came into a culture, and he turned the culture on its head, quite frankly. The culture placed women on the lowest rung of the socioeconomic ladder, and Jesus did exactly the opposite. He gave women their due place in society. They were amongst his closest followers. They were the very ones who are honored as discovering the empty tomb, the seminal point in history when we recognize that death has been overcome through resurrection. So the Christian faith is anything but patriarchal. But Catherine goes on to say, if we are talking about the Christian God, every single reference to him in the Bible uses a masculine pronoun, which kind of gives you the vibe that Christians have decided that their God is a dude. Well, no, God is not a dude. God is ineffable. And no one who has any sense of his ineffability, his immensity, would ever speak of him with such pedestrian prose. And then Catherine refers to the Methodist Church as in the Christian religion that has already completely, officially, 100% decided their God is a man. Again, this raises an important question. And I think that not only has Duke and Vanderbilt missed the point, but the writer herself has missed the point. It has become increasingly popular in Christian circles to apply politically correct sentiments to language for God. In fact, some have even supplemented the Trinitarian language of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with feminine forms, like mother, child, and womb. But God does not have gender. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And as God created both male and female in his image, he does not participate in one or the other. He transcends gender. A simple reading of the Bible would make that patently plain. Not only that, but while the Bible uses masculine titles for God, titles such as Father and Son, as I was just discussing, it also employs feminine images for God. Who can forget God being described as a mother in Isaiah, or a midwife? Or who has failed to recognize that the Bible likens God's judgment of Israel to that of a mother bear robbed of her cubs, Hosea chapter 13. So whether masculine or feminine, all such images. We need to recognize their anthropomorphisms, their personifications that reveal God to us in ways we can understand. So the language we use for God should clarify rather than confuse. And in the absence of biblical warrant, we ought to refrain from tampering with traditional titles for God. Indeed, it would be a grave mistake to sacrifice theological clarity, especially when it comes to the nature of God and the nature of relationships with the divine persons of the Godhead. We should never sacrifice these on the altar of political correctness. And again, I fear that many people, including this writer, have a diminished view of who God is. And unfortunately, we have this diminished view of who Jesus Christ is. You know, I see T-shirts that have the moniker, "This Blood's for You," or "Jesus is my best bud." Well, there is a sense in which Jesus is our closest friend, but he's also the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. And were Jesus to appear in our presence, we would be flat on our faces, very much like the soldiers who came to arrest him in the Garden of Gethsemane. They got one glimpse of his glory and grandeur, although it was veiled, and they fell down as dead men. So again, every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God. And unfortunately, we have universities like Vanderbilt and Duke with professors who have no clue because they have lost the biblical notion of who God is. Please stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. Out of time for today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'll be right back here tomorrow with more of the show. Look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you for joining us today. To help you immerse yourself in the teachings of Scripture, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version, voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. News headlines make clear that Islam is a force to be reckoned with in the lives of hundreds of millions of people around the globe. Islam represents both a threat and a mission field for Christians. To help you meet the challenge, be sure to read two timely articles included in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Jesus and Islam by David Wood examines teachings about Jesus from the Quran and addresses the question, why is Jesus so radically different from everyone else, including Muhammad? Then Robin Dale Hathaway explores the question, Islam and Christianity, is a productive dialogue possible? To receive the latest edition of the Christian Research Journal as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.